Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Faceted Gems. I'm your host, Diane Murray Ward. Give thanks for our blessings. Enjoy life and loved ones now. Mentor when you can. Silence allows us to hear the inner voice and concentrate on the good. Welcome to Faceted Gems. This is a monthly program that is designed to empower and engage and encourage our listeners to want to take that leap of faith. That faith in themselves, and sometimes we get the encouragement that we need, and sometimes we don't. And I'm happy to say that I met up with two of our former guests, just recently, Debbie and Beverly, and both of them are going to come on the air at a later date to update us on some of the exciting and wonderful news that they've had. They've both had a lot of success because of their tenacity, because they've continued to try to strive and grow and love and encourage not only their friends but other people that have come to them for encouragement. They have been wonderful mentors, even though they probably hadn't seen themselves in that role originally. And those of you that have been listening to the program know that we ask our guests a variety of questions. We ask them how they became interested in their field, whether or not it was something that they thought they would do from childhood, whether or not it was something that a skill or a gift that other people noticed in them and then encouraged them to develop. And for a lot of people, it's just some of their skills and talents, like being able to negotiate and talk to people, just came naturally. They had no idea that that was a skill or a gift. It might have been something that they just enjoyed doing. And so all of these blessings that we take for granted sometimes, you know, materialize into jobs. And if you find that you have a certain propensity or a certain yearning or a certain skill at being able to talk with people, to communicate well, perhaps to write, perhaps to draw, maybe to direct, take photographs. All of these things can develop into a myriad of other jobs and occupations. And that's one of the things that we love about our guests, that they come from a variety of different areas, a variety of fields, and they're able to share with all of us their experiences. Many of our guests have had to seek the help and assistance of other people. And for some of us, it's kind of difficult to admit when we don't know everything. but we gain so much from the shared experience of learning from other people. And that's why here, Rainbow Soul, under Neil Blake, Blake Radio, Faceted Gems has been able to prosper, because it's out of this program that I have been able to meet so many wonderful people from so many diverse backgrounds, skills, and experiences. Our guests range in age. They come from various cultures, various countries, speak various languages. But that one overriding spirit that they all had was the ability to look at themselves, assess their strengths and those areas they need to work, they needed to work on, and develop them. Many went back to school or continued school. Many of them stopped and started careers. Some of them have had multiple careers, which is one of the reasons why we do the show. It's an area that many people feel perhaps they can only do one thing and one thing well. And you know, if you take inventory of your life, you're probably capable of doing more than one thing well. But do you take the time to find out? Do you take that extra beat to find out, can I do this? Perhaps I can. Perhaps if I give myself a chance, I will. And I think that one of the things that we don't do well enough is take those moments, take those precious moments. You know, when I start the show, I start by saying, give thanks for our blessings. Enjoy life and loved ones now. Mentor when you can. And silence allows us to hear the inner voice and concentrate on the good. Well, I really mean that. And when I say that, I'm also using that on myself. I wouldn't ask you to do something that I don't also believe in. So I say that to you with all due respect and honesty, that it's one of the areas that we need to develop. We need to constantly develop our strengths, and we need to constantly think about all the areas and ways in which we can assist others. Another example of the joy that comes about collaboration just like these is the fact that my theme music is written by Brian Snow. And it's because I was able to be blessed to have him as an instructor that he blessed me by allowing me to air music that he's written and provide for Faceted Gems. And for that, I'm forever grateful. I'm grateful for a lot of people that have helped develop my talents and skills. And quite frankly, I'm still a work in progress. And I think once all of us realize that we're works in progress and that there's so much more we can learn and do, that we're able to open ourselves up to even more and better challenges. Brian has collaborated on a CD with his wife. Neil Blake has gone on to bigger and better things. He has so many episodes on on this Rainbow Soul Network. It's just absolutely fantastic. And I had the fortunate, the joy of being a guest on his program. My guests have always wanted to come back to Faceted Gems and update all of you on what they've been able to do. And I think that's a blessing as well. We're all Faceted Gems. We're all evolving. And we're all in this together. And there's a combined joy in the accomplishments that each one of us have been able to achieve. So when I say mentor, I mean it. We do it, we love it, we grow. And I know, as a teacher, as an instructor, I always learn from all of my students as well, the parallel process. Silence allows you to concentrate. Enjoy life and loved ones now. That's why I always ask my guests if you have hobbies, if you do something else outside of the realm of this particular skill or job or occupation. It's extremely important that we nurture that other side of ourselves. Otherwise you're only stuck with that job. And that's not the bad thing, but you have to have balance. And it's very, very important that you have some kind of balance. So whether it's fishing or writing or crocheting or hockey or skiing or anything, it's important that you have the balance. It's good to work, wonderful to make money, and for some of us, we'll make money, some of us we won't. It's just the enjoyment and love of what you do that when you're able to do that, it's not so much of a job. It's not drudgery. It's something, it's a joy. But you've got to have that balance. If you like to sew, if you like to make puppets, like to swim, you have to have that other outlet. It's extremely important. When I end the show, my closing always talks about leading. Lead. Love everyone and empower. When you empower, when you lead, when you love, people can tell when it's genuine and when it's phony. And so it behooves us all to try to be as genuine and honest and loving as we possibly can. Life is too short, and faceted gems are polished by love and genuineness and honesty. And that's how you shine even brighter. I also say in closing, assist when you can. Engage, assist, empower, and dream and believe in the positive energy within. Each one of us have that positive energy. Each one of us can empower. Each one of us capable of that kind of wonderful, wonderful growth. And sometimes that growth needs more nurturing than others. And then we just give it. And we provide it. And we encourage it. And you know we all grow and love and bloom when that happens. I think it's wonderful when we can help, when we can assist, when we can show the love. And that's why it's important that we have forums, that we have meetings, that we have these opportunities to share with each other the joys of discovery. And believe it or not, what might look like a failure is not really a failure. It's really an opportunity for growth. And when we're going through those bad, negative times, at least they appear that way when we're in the middle of them, it's very hard sometimes to believe that there's something positive out of the negative. But they say hindsight is always 20/20. Well, sometimes it's a very painful 20/20. Sometimes it's very painful. And that's why it's important to have support systems. And that support system can take the place, can come in various ways. Sometimes the support system comes from students, from colleagues, from family, from friends. For some people, it comes from their faith system. For some people, it comes from that inner strength, from God, from prayer, meditation, whatever. And there's no reason why you have to limit yourself to one thing. You do Tai Chi, yoga, prayer. You can do all of that. It's all nourishment. It all lends to your inner core, your central being, the positive energy. One of the things we've also talked about is staying around positive people, like-minded people. That's why I'm so fortunate with Neil Blake and Rainbow Soul that I'm surrounded by people that are positive, that are uplifting, that want us to achieve, that want us to grow in strength. We're not jealous of anyone. We're happy for your success. That is a beautiful, beautiful milieu to be within, believe me. It is very easy to find negative people. It is very easy to have detractors. But it's very difficult to find positive people. But there they are. They exist. If you're not around people that think like that, find them. Go to places where you can be in that same kind of rich, educational, knowledgeable environment. Go to the library. Go to the museum. Go to the botanical garden. Find chat rooms, blogs that are of your area of interest. Meet people. Join clubs. It's wonderful. I'm always constantly energized when I do my homework, when I do my research, when I find clubs and people that think like I do. And there's a wonderful synergy that takes place when you're around like-minded people. It is a beautiful, beautiful soup when you're around people that can think the same way that you can and encourage you. And believe me, from that, there is so much positive energy. Again, faceted gems, a positive energy. Those moments when you feel down and you feel like this idea of yours becoming, I don't know, a writer, becoming a teacher, perhaps a sculptor, a dancer, a biographer, a fashion designer, whatever. I'm not saying you're going to get a whole lot of money doing it, but you just might surprise yourself. You've got to take that leap of faith. You've got to give yourself the opportunity to try. You've got to find the people that are thinking just like you are and immerse yourself in that kind of energy. Education is the key to a lot of things, and especially if you want to grow. I've been surprised at how many people don't have library cards. Some are embarrassed to say they don't, but for now, library books are still free. Go to the library. Make the librarians your friend. I know. I lose track of time in the library myself. I'm always constantly amazed at what is available. Go on the internet, search, speak out. You will feel so much better, especially if you've had a bad day, if you can pick up that book. You know, in reading, you can immerse yourself and take yourself away. The same thing happens with music. Take yourself away. Artwork, take yourself away. Give yourself that breather and immerse yourself in what is positive and good. Life is too short. So enjoy yourself. Feed your soul. Feed your inner yearning. Be good to yourself. The best way you can be in this life to anybody else is to be good to yourself first. That's not selfish. Self-preservation is important. And when you do that with love, you give love. When you give that with life, you give life. When you give that with light, with lightness, with hope, with joy, with encouragement, that's life, that's joy. I think that we can each help each other, and sometimes you don't even know what a person wants, and sometimes a person doesn't even know what to ask. What's come up several times on Faceted Gems is being able to listen, and sometimes that's the most difficult thing for people to do. Listening is an active energy, an active force. It requires you to pay attention and process what the person is saying, what they're trying to tell you. And it's not an easy thing to do. But that's what we have to train ourselves to do all the time, whether it be our children, our supervisors, our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, everyone. Listening is one of the most difficult things to do. But we have to do that so we can be there for each other. And faceted gems learn how to listen. And one of the people you can start listening to is yourself. We had a doctor on recently, a chiropractor. And, you know, one of the things we need to do, as we discussed during his session on fasted gems, is listen to our bodies. So many of us don't. So many of us just keep going along, not really paying attention. But our body sometimes gives us signals when things aren't going well. And do we pay attention? No. Until we're forced to by Mother Nature. And that's why we have to take a beat, not only cerebrally, but also physically. And the best that you can possibly be is going to be best for everyone around you. So as you develop your skills and your sense of self, and you work one job, two jobs, maybe develop another career, keep that in mind, that your health is just as important as your mental capacity. That we have to be good to ourselves from head to toe, mentally, cerebrally, physically, emotionally. All of these facets of our lives are important and play a significant role in how you're able to develop that outward self, the outward real you that you want to show the world, that you want to share with the world. And believe me, these strengths and skills that you have, these are special talents and gifts that only you have. No one else has. Faceted gems really represents everyone. And I am always honored when I meet people that have been able to tap into that inner energy. Nothing I've done. It's what they've done. And being an active participant in your life and in what you do with your life is on you. Is completely and totally on you. We've had guests, as I said, from a variety of fields. One gentleman is going to be the owner of a dry cleaning business that is in the right place, the right time, has the right personality. He's a wonderful, wonderful young man, and I'm so happy for him. We have one young lady that started as a writer and is now a playwright and is hardly ever in New York anymore because she's so busy hawking two books now. We have another young lady, her and her husband, have another book that is just skyrocketing, and she's just recently brought a play here to New York City. We've had guests from a variety of fields. We have an artisan. We've had a pediatric dentist. We've had a variety of people. We have an educator, a counselor, a career guidance individual, someone who wants to teach bilingual education. We have someone who also works in real estate. We've had someone who's a youth counselor and a community activist. We've had a young lady who runs a library, a bookstore. And so, I mean, we've had a variety of different people on Faceted Gems, thanks to Rainbow Soul. it's an opportunity that has allowed me to grow by being the host of Fasted Gems. And there's a variety of other people that are coming on in the ensuing months. We've had a movie director as well. We've had people that have still, you know, not really sure what else they want to evolve to. Okay, we have a procurement analyst as well, and I'm sure she's not done. I'm pretty sure she's not done, and I'm excited about the possibilities that each one of our guests have brought to the table and shared with us. So please, I encourage you, please become that faceted gem that I know you are. And thank you so much for listening to Faceted Gem. I'm a work in progress. You're a work in progress. We can do this all together. And I know, although it's going to look like it's a bumpy ride, we're going to get through this together because we have the strength, the tenacity. We have the support system, and if we don't right now, we'll develop one. If it means we have to develop one together, and if you're encouraged, please seek people out that will help. And just think about it. In your own time, in your own way, you know what's best for you. Faceted Gems believes in you. I believe in you. So give it a try. Please.